This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. Continuing our study, which we began several days ago, on making it as sure as you can. By that I mean making as sure as you can the fact that your life is in harmony with the will of God. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith." Now that means, my friends, that we must be willing to honestly and sincerely examine our hearts and our lives to be sure that we are doing as God would have us to do. We have studied already the fact that we should make as sure as we can, whether or not some of the ideas that are taught by men are actually true, or whether they are antagonistic or contradictory of plain Bible teaching. There is the teaching abroad in the land that men are saved by sincerity alone. We've seen that that isn't so. We have heard the idea that men are saved by living a good moral life. That alone, while necessary, is not sufficient. The Bible makes clear that you cannot be saved apart from the blood of Christ, and you cannot be saved by faith alone. My friends, I plead with you to make this as sure as you can. There are no doubt many of you who are listening who have based your hope of salvation presently and of eternal life upon the idea taught by many preachers, perhaps sincere, that one is saved by faith alone. But open your Bible and read with us from James chapter 2, verse 24, where the Bible says, "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." Now, friends, the Bible makes clear as it possibly could, in as simple language as it possibly could, that one is justified by acts of obedience and not by faith alone. Faith is involved. The acts of obedience grow out of faith. But we cannot be saved by faith alone. Down in verse 26 in that same chapter, just 2 verses down, the writer says, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead." What can a human body from which the spirit has departed, so that body is dead, what can it do? What can it accomplish? A dead body is inoperative, powerless, unable to accomplish anything at all. And in the same way, the Bible says, is faith without works. If you have faith, but you will not obey what the Lord said, then your faith is dead and it's powerless, unable to accomplish anything at all. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." But many people today say that they have nothing to do to be saved. But the Bible records men asking, "What shall I do to be saved?" and then being told such things as, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins." The Saul of Tarsus asked the Lord, "What shall I do, Lord?" And the Lord told him, "You go into the city, and there it shall be told thee what thou must do." And when Ananias came to him, he told him, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, wash away thy sins, calling on his name." So you see, we are not saved by faith alone. My friends, make this as sure as you can. I challenge you to open your own Bible. Read it for yourself. That's what God wants you to do. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, the Bible makes clear that God ascribes nobility to people who search the Scriptures daily to see whether or not the things that were taught are so. I not only would like for you to do it, I urge you to take your Bible and check up and see if what I'm telling you is really found in the Bible. I tell you, my friends, that the Bible makes clear that we are not saved by faith alone, but we're saved by a living, active, obedient faith. That means that your faith has to lead you to do what God has taught you to do. And just as we pointed out last time in John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43, there were believers, men among the Jews, rulers who believed on the Lord, but because of their love for praise of men, they would not confess him, lest they be put out of the synagogue. Now, they were believers, but were not saved, quite obviously. So you can be a believer and not be saved if you've not been baptized into Christ. But our time is gone for today. I want you to know that I've been so happy that you've been with us, and I want to thank you for listening and to plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.